So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Kama yishe be'oichlen. When one consumes a kazayis iser, what's the maximum length of time it may take for him to become chayev? And the Mishnah cites a machlekes. Reb Meir says, ki'ilu oichel kloyos. We consider the kazayis as if it was broken into small crumbs that were eaten one by one, and therefore, even if this would take all day, he's chayev. While the Chacham hold, ad sheyishe mitchila ve'atsoif k'dei achilas pras. Only if he consumed the entire kazayis within the time it takes to eat a pras, half a standard loaf of wheat bread that has the volume of four eggs, is he chayev. But if he consumed the kazayis in a longer time, he's potter. The Mishnah continues, Achal oichlen tamein, v'shasa mashkin tamein, v'shasa revius yayin. If a person consumed tamei foods or liquids, or a kohen consumed the revius wine, and v'shav achilason u'b'shtiyason k'dei achilas pras, and he consumed it all within Achilas Pras. In the case of Oichlin Umashkin Tumeim, the person becomes Tamei based on a Takana Drabbanon of Psula Gviya. In the case of a Kohen who drank wine, V'nichnas L'Mikdosh Chayiv. If he then entered the Beis HaMikdosh, he's liable for the Lav of Shesuye Yayin. Rabbi Noy Omar Shmuel makes the following distinction. B'chalov Muvin Avela, Ad Sheyishim Mitchila V'Yatsoif Pechtei Achilas Pras. Only regarding the Isser Chelev Unavela that have the small shear of Kzayis, the size of an olive, is one Chayiv, only if the entire shear of Kzayis was consumed within Achilas Pras. However, Oichlen Umashkim Tmeim Afilu Kol Hayoim Kuloi, V'hu She'ochal Kzayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, regarding Tamei foods and liquids that have a larger shear of Chatzi Pras, two eggs, or Revius, one is liable even if it took the whole day to consume the shear, as long as he ate each kezayis within Achilas Pras. The Gemara, however, rejects this opinion from the following brisa. Kol ha'oichlin mitzdarfin lufsoy lesagviyo bakachatzi pras b'chtei Achilas Pras. All tamei foods combine to cause tumah to a person, as long as he ate the entire chatzi pras within the time of Achilas Pras. And the brisa explains. Ketzad, ochal v'chazar v'ochal, im yesh mitchilas achila rishoyno ve'ad soif achila achroyno k'dei achilas pras mitzdarfin. Yoyser mikan ein mitzdarfin. If he ate the tamei foods one after the other, if all the achilos of chatzi pras from beginning to end were within achilas pras, they combined to cause tumah. But if they were in a longer time, they do not combine to cause tumah. Tiyufta d'rabinoi, tiyufta. The Braisa also discusses the following halachas. 2. Regarding Oichlim Umashkim Tmeim, Ochal Pochets Mikishir, Lo Yitiru Lo Leireid Velitfoil. One who ate less than a Chatzi Pras of Tamei food may not immerse himself in a mikvah because he might mistakenly assume Ahani Li Tfila Kamaisa, that this immersion accomplishes that if he would eat more, it will not combine to make him Tamei. However, this is not so. Rather, Im Yor V'Tova V'Olav Hishlimoy Mitzarif. She'ein tefila ela ba'achrayna. If after the tefila he eats more tamei food, it does combine to make him tamei, because only a tefila after a complete shear, when he is already tamei, is effective. 3. The Braisa continues. Hitiru loy le'urbo lecho pachis mikishir mipnei asakana. A pregnant woman is permitted to eat forbidden foods in amounts that are less than a kezayis when she has no other food, because her life is endangered. 4. A mother who had contact with a person who was Tamei Meis, and she therefore became a Rishon Lutuma, is permitted to nurse her son, and the son remains Tahar. And the Gemara asks, am I Tahar? Kiven the Yonik Cholav, itmi lamicholav. Why is the son Tahar? He should become Tamei from the mother's milk, which is considered an Oichel Tamei. And although an Oichel becomes Tamei only after Hechsher, contact with Mashke, nevertheless, niskasher betipa meluchleches al pi hadad. The first drop of cholov remains on the tip of the dad and is considered a mashke, which causes hechsher to the rest of the cholov. The Gemara offers two answers. 1. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua says the brisa is a case of sheyonak betkifa achas lo hiniach tipa meluchleches al pi hadad. The child nursed the milk in one gulp, and there was no cholov left on the tip. Therefore, hechsher was not accomplished. 2. Rava says the child is tahar because the tumah is only a svek sveka, a double suffik. 1. Suffik yonak, suffik lo yonak. There is a suffik whether the child nursed the shear of chatzi pras or less than a chatzi pras. And 2. Even if yonak is shear, suffik yonku ba'achilas pras, suffik yonku b'yoysim k'te achilas pras. There's a suffix whether the child nursed the shear within Achilas Pras or in more than Achilas Pras. The Gemara proceeds with a machlaikis in the Isser Koyin Shesuya Yayin. A Koyin who's intoxicated may not enter and do avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk in Parsha Shmini states, Yayin v'sheichar al teisht, b'voyachem el oil moyed v'loy samusu. It would have sufficed for the Pasuk to mention only Yayin. The word v'sheichar is apparently superfluous. And the Braisa cites a three-way machlaikis in what we learn from the word sheichar. The Tanakhama says, v'sheichar teaches, ein osur elo kadei lishka revius Yayin bein mem yoim. The Kohen is liable for Misa B'dei Shomayim only if he drank wine that can cause intoxication, a revius of wine that was aged for 40 days. But even so, the Pasuk specifies Yayin to teach, Yayin Muzharin Olav Kol Shahu, Muzharin Olav Migitoi. If he drank less than a revius, or the wine was less than 40 days old and cannot cause Shikrus, he's only Potter Mimisa, but he does not transgress the Lav. 2. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'sheicher comes to teach, Shar Meshakrin Ba'azara. There is a lav even for other alcoholic beverages. However, the word Yayin teaches, Al Hayayin B'misa, V'al Meshar Meshakrin Ba'azara. For Yayin, there's a Misa B'dei Shamayin. But for other alcoholic beverages, there's only a lav. However, the Tanakhama holds that only for Yayin is there a lav, but for Shar Meshakrin, there's no lav, because Gamrinon Sheicher Sheicher Minazir. There's a gzeres shava from Nazir through the word Sheikhar. The Pasuk of Shesuya Yayin states, Yayin v'sheichar al teisht. And the Pasuk of Nazir states, Mi Yayin v'sheichar yazir. Just as for a Nazir, the lav is only for wine from grapes, so too for Shesuya Yayin, the lav is only for Yayin, but not for Shar Meshakrim. Rabbi Yehuda lo yalav sheichar sheichar mi Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda does not expound the gzeres shava. 3. Rabbi Eliezer says the pasuk is read as Yayin al teisht v'sheichar al teshteu k'derech shekrusoi. The isra applies only to wine that is consumed in a way that causes intoxication. Ha im hifsik boy oy nasan asoichay mayim kol shehu potter. If the kohen paused in between drinking a revius or he added even a drop of water to the wine, he's potter. The Gemara concludes Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Achisoi halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara makes a distinction in the halacha of Nosan L'soichay Mayim Kol Shehu B'Revius Potter B'Yoyse Mechtei Revius Chayiv. If he drank only a Revius wine with water, does not cause Shikrus, and he's Potter. But if he drank more than a Revius with water, it does cause Shikrus, and he's Chayiv. The Gemara proceeds with Machloikis in the halacha of Chacham Shesuya Yayin. A Chacham who's intoxicated may not issue halachic rulings. The pasuk states, "Ulahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol, uvein hatomei uvein hatoher, ulahoyroises bnei Yisrael eis kol hachukim asher dibar Hashem biyad Moshe." And the Gemara expounds the various phrases of the pasuk. 1. "Ulahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol, elu damin ve'erchin charamin ve'hekteshes." The chacham is forbidden to assess hektish items because he might err. Bein hatomei uvein hatoher, elu tmeyois utaharois ulahoyrois zuhoira. The chacham is forbidden to issue any halachic rulings. Eis kol hachukim elu midrashois. He may not teach the midrashim that mention a ruling. Asher diber Hashem zu halacha. He may not teach halacha l'moshe misinai. And biyad Moshe ze talmud. The chacham may not teach gemara because it mentions hoira. However, the Chacham may teach Mishnah, because, as Rashi explains, She'ein Moirin Halacha Mitoich Mishnah. One may not issue halachic rulings from a Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds, a Chacham may teach Midrashos Halacha v'Talmud, because the Pasuk states L'Hoirois. The Isser is only for a Chacham to issue Hoiras Halacha L'Maisa, specific ruling for practical application. But he may teach subjects from which one can derive a Hoirah.